Snow is expected across northeast Ohio this weekend, and the National Weather Service has issued winter weather advisories for several counties. Stark and Mahoning counties are under an advisory from 1 p.m. tomorrow to 7 p.m. Sunday, with 2 to 4 inches expected. Portage, Summit, and Trumbull counties can expect 2 to 4 inches from 1 p.m. tomorrow through 7 a.m. Sunday. Carroll, Columbiana, and Tuscarawas counties are under an advisory 1 p.m. tomorrow to 1 p.m. Sunday, with 3 to 5 inches of snow possible. Motorists should prepare for slick, snow-covered roads and reduced visibility through the weekend. A man charged in a Canton murder has made an initial court appearance. 19-year-old Cameron Croston of Canton Township was arraigned today in Canton Municipal Court. He was arrested Wednesday on charges of murder and aggravated burglary in connection with an August 31st home invasion. Croston and three others allegedly forced their way into a St. Elmo Avenue Northeast home with guns, where one of the intruders shot and killed 41-year-old Jake Young. The other suspects are not named in the charging document. Bond was set at $750,000, and a status conference is scheduled for Tuesday. Two women were arraigned today in Stark County Common Police Court in connection with the death of an Akron man. 70-year-old Dorothy Lowry and her 54-year-old daughter Yolanda Lowry pleaded not guilty to charges including aggravated murder, kidnapping, felonious assault, tampering with evidence, and gross abuse of a corpse. They were indicted by a grand jury last week. Authorities say 54-year-old Jerry Morris was found dead in Akron August 1st, but police believe the killing took place in Canton on or about July 30th. The Lowrys were arrested at their Canton home in October. Bond was set at $1 million each. A pretrial hearing is scheduled for Tuesday. Governor Mike DeWine has ordered all U.S. and Ohio flags in Stark County flown at half-staff through sunset Monday to honor the life and service of former Canton Mayor and Stark County Commissioner Thomas Burnaby. He passed away Thursday at the age of 79. Calling hours will be held Sunday from 3 to 6 in the McKinley Room at the Canton Civic Center. A mass of Christian burial is set for Monday at 11 at Christ the Servant Parish at Our Lady of Peace Church, with interment to follow at North Lawn Cemetery. A woman is jailed on charges resulting from two incidents in Canton this morning. Around 8:35, police responded to the Chase Bank in the 1400 block of 30th Street Northwest. Two windows had been broken. About 20 minutes later, officers were called to an apartment in the 800 block of 34th Street Northwest. 37-year-old Emerald Taylor of Canton allegedly caused damage to the unit, threatened to beat up a victim, and threatened to kill an on-duty officer. She was arrested for vandalism, menacing, and aggravated menacing. A man has been indicted by a Carroll County grand jury on multiple charges, including failure to comply and tampering with evidence. Minerva police accused 28-year-old Tyler Mason of Brown Township of fleeing November 29th after they discovered he didn't have a valid license and his vehicle had a mismatched plate. He allegedly led police on a high-speed chase and was later found painting his vehicle to avoid detection. Mason also faces charges for driving under suspension and invalid plates. Norfolk Southern has submitted its final assessment of Leslie and Sulphur Runs to the EPA, marking the nearly three-year cleanup after the February 2023 East Palestine train derailment. Major restoration work, including equipment removal, is complete, and latest testing shows no derailment-related sheens in either stream. Crews will continue periodic maintenance, and long-term monitoring of surface water, groundwater, and drinking water remains in place. Since 2023, Norfolk Southern says it has removed more than 240,000 tons of contaminated soil, flushed over 5,200 feet of waterway, and sampled more than 2,000 drinking water wells. Resident concerns about past sheens and air quality remain, and the EPA says monitoring will continue. A second man has pleaded guilty to robbing another man with a shotgun outside a Kent apartment in May. 19-year-old Jeffrey Dolan entered his plea Wednesday in Portage County Common Police Court to robbery. The charge requires forfeiture of a 20-gauge shotgun. Sentencing is pending a pre-sentence investigation. Dolan faces up to 12 years in prison. His co-defendant, 20-year-old Bryce Boylan, previously pleaded guilty and was sentenced to 4 to 5.5 years. Police say video showed two masked men with long guns and two shotguns were found hidden at the scene. Youngstown Mayor-elect Derek McDowell says he is finalizing his cabinet and has named longtime city employees to lead public safety. Captain Courtney Kelly will serve as fire chief, and Detective Sergeant Sharon Cole will be the new police chief. McDowell takes office January 1st and says final interviews are underway for other key positions, including Deputy Director of Public Works and Water Commissioner. He says these appointments will help strengthen the city and improve daily life for residents. A Youngstown police officer has been placed on administrative leave after the FBI served a search warrant at their home Thursday. WKBN-TV reports city spokesman Andy Resnick confirmed the leave today. The officer's name has not been released pending more details or possible charges. Two convicted Trumbull County offenders have been denied parole by the Ohio Adult Parole Authority, 56-year-old Akmar Shakur. The trigger man in the 1992 fatal shooting of Joseph Muscardelli in Warren will remain in prison until at least November 2032. Parole also was denied for 54-year-old Jerry Brazen, convicted in 2001 of sexually assaulting a child. He will remain behind bars cars with this next hearing set for August 2030. This is the local edition of WDPN News. I'm Jeff Mears.